Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of today.
Good morning and welcome to the third hour of today. It is Monday, September 20th. Everybody have a good weekend?
Great weekend. How about yours?
Guess that's all we're saying about that.
We'll talk more about it.
Yeah, we can go into detail. Yeah. I am Dylan here with Chanel and Craig. Al is down in Baltimore. He made quite the entrance this morning running onto the Ravens field there. He pulled off a huge surprise for thousands of students, but he has one more thing left to do. We're going to check in with him in just a little bit.
It was a big morning. Largest laptop giveaway ever.
Ever.
It's amazing.
We gave away 3,000 laptops this morning. And internet service
it's
as well.
Amazing.
And then a little bit later, 50 Cent. Fitting. And actor Russell Hornsby, both live here in the studio. They're going to tell us about their new drama. And it may sound familiar because it's all based on a true story.
I was watching some clips this morning. It's really good. And we're helping prepare you and your skin for fall with some beauty products to add to your routine.
All right, we'll get to all of that this hour. But we are going to start with that big news just out this morning that a lot of parents, ourselves included, have been waiting for. Pfizer now says their vaccine has proven to be safe and effective for kids. They've been testing a lower dose on children ages 5 to 11 and just released the first results from their trial this morning. And here to dig into the findings and what it all means for parents and children, NBC News medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar. Dr. Natalie Azar, so good to see you. So good to finally talk about what we've been waiting on for months. So let's just start with what it means for our children. And in considering the sheer number of children that potentially would be affected by this, is this the light at the end of the tunnel that we've been waiting for? Does this get us to herd immunity?
Well, yes. Theoretically, if all children in this age group, the eligible age group, were to get vaccinated. But look, what did we actually get this morning from Pfizer? We got safety, tolerability, and immunogenicity data. We have data on about 2,200 kids. We don't have that, you know, that number, that percentage, that efficacy or effectiveness. Why? Because this was an earlier phase trial, and this was not yet tested, not necessarily in the real world with millions of cases. So they didn't actually have enough cases of COVID to actually say whether or not the vaccine is necessarily effective, that number that we all like to talk about. But they're extrapolating from that, Craig, and saying that if the vaccine is able to elicit that neutralizing antibody titer that is comparable to what we see in adults, that we can assume that it will be effective in this age group, 5 to 11.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because so many people have been talking about it. Oh, we're waiting to get our kids vaccinated. But now that it's here, the reality is people are a little hesitant. Some people. And the numbers showed. I think it was a recent survey out of the Kaiser Family Foundation. It found that 4 out of 10 parents of children under the age of 10 say they plan to wait for a little bit just to see how it works for other kids, quite frankly. What's your take and what's your advice for parents who are, they want it, but they're just a little hesitant, understandably so?
Absolutely, Chanel. And I'm going to answer this both as a mom and as a medical professional. We know that kids between the ages of 5 and 11 are actually the least likely to suffer severe outcomes from COVID-19. But we also know that in the last number of weeks and months, they have been making up a greater percentage of hospitalizations. And even kids who are otherwise healthy have been admitted to the ICU. And remember, that can have psychological as well as physical traumatic consequences for these children. And look, the FDA is being tasked with making a decision on a limited amount of data, less data than they would otherwise want to have. But I want to reinforce the fact that before anything is approved, this is going to go through a very rigorous, you know, review from both the FDA and the CDC, and I'm quite certain that the American Academy of Pediatrics will also weigh in on this when this is all said and done. Mm-hmm. I would encourage all parents to speak to a trusted source, whether that is their pediatrician, a family member, a clergy member, to make a decision, an informed decision that is right for their child.
Dr. Natalie, I want to ask you quick about booster shots. Last Friday, the FDA Advisory Committee it recommended against the COVID booster shots for most people. However, if you're above 65 or if you're at risk, you are still eligible. So my question is, if it's safe, why aren't they recommending the booster shot for everyone once it becomes available?
Right, Dylan. Well, listen, this was the deliberation that took place all of Friday, and that was weighing, you know, the data from the U.S. as well as Israeli data. And essentially, the committee came down with the decision based on the fact that in the U.S. right now, it does not appear that immunity or protection is waning enough against severe disease or hospitalization in the general population. As you mentioned, there are subgroups that are at greater risk. Over the age of 65, let's say, individuals with underlying conditions that could place them at greater risk for a severe outcome. And another part of the EUA that was part of what we call a polling decision, which was not actually part of the specific approval authorization, is this concept of occupation placing individuals at a higher risk. So that would include all frontline health workers, essential infrastructure workers. So all of those groups are encompassed in this concept of greater risk that might separate them from just the otherwise healthy general population. So CDC, as we know, is going to meet this Wednesday and Thursday to really, I think, give us a lot more clarity on which groups are really now going to be eligible for a booster. And remember, this applies only to Pfizer. Yeah. This does not apply to Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. All of that boosted data, authorization, approval, all of that, I think, is still a couple of weeks away.
Much information, Dr. Natalie. Thank you for helping us make sense of it. Always appreciate you.
One step at a time. All right, now let's turn to the biggest night in television. After going virtual last year, the Primetime Emmy Awards were back in person. NBC News Now anchor Joe Fryer is here with some of the standout moments. Good morning, Joe.
Joe loves the Emmys, by the way.
I know, look at that
he
smile.
He loves the Emmys.
I'm a big Emmy fan.
Good morning.
I love TV. So, I mean, yeah. How many of us pass the time during the pandemic by binging? Well, this year's Emmys was a thank you of sorts for all the shows, especially streaming shows, that have helped us make it through the past year and a half.
The Emmy goes to The Crown.
For The Crown, a long-awaited coronation. In its fourth season, the popular show about the royal family finally won Best Drama and swept all four acting categories.
Making The Crown has been the most rewarding 2 years of my life.
I wish my dad was here to see this. So, I lost my daddy during COVID, and he would have loved all of this.
While some of the nominees appeared remotely, most were there in person. The show kicked off with a giant sing-along beneath a massive air-conditioned tent in L.A.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room.
Tonight's festivities led by host Cedric the Entertainer.
Lock the doors. We're not leaving until we find a new host for Jeopardy.
In the comedy categories, another streaming show, Apple TV Plus's feel-good soccer series Ted Lasso, snared 7 Emmys, including Best Comedy and Lead Actor for SNL alum Jason Sudeikis.
The show is about family. The show is about mentors and teachers. The show is about teammates. And I wouldn't be here without those three.
Jean Smart grabbed her fourth career Emmy for playing a Vegas comedian in the show Hacks.
To have made a show that just brought so much joy to people and made so many people laugh, and then to win for it, what does that mean to you?
You know, when you do something that is meant to entertain like that, that's the whole thing is the audience reaction. It's sort of like being on stage, you know. That's what you live for.
The night also honored beloved performers who recently died, SNL alum Norm Macdonald.
I'd like to pay tribute to one of the best we ever had, Norm Macdonald. Thank you.
The nominee Michael K. Williams, best known for his role on The Wire.
Michael was a brilliantly talented actor and a generous human being who has left us far too soon.
The night's most powerful speeches aimed at empowering women, from Mayor of Easttown's Kate Winslet.
I just want to acknowledge my fellow nominees in this decade that has to be about women having each other's backs. I support you. I salute you.
To I May Destroy You's Michaela Cole.
I dedicate this story to every single survivor of sexual assaults.
To Governor's Award winner, Debbie Allen.
It is time for you to claim your power, claim your voice. Say your song, tell your stories.
Debbie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Debbie. Debbie was, by the way, the first black woman that's ever gotten the governor's award.
Well, you know how I feel about Debbie Allen. So.
Yes. You had a personal highlight as well.
If you were watching last night, there was that moment where Jason Sudeikis was giving his speech and he thanked Lorne Michaels and Lorne wasn't there.
Right. Oh, no. So wait, he wasn't in the bathroom?
It was not in the bathroom. Okay. Lorne was actually talking to the media and it was my turn to ask him a question. So I said to Lorne, I said, well, hey, you know, Jason Sudeikis just thanked you. You weren't there. Do you have anything to say? He says he's happy for Jason. And then he said, by the way, Jason's going to be coming back to SNL very soon.
Oh, you know what that means.
Implying he's probably going to be a host. Yeah. Or it's very tight-lipped about these things, but obviously I think we should expect to see a host.
You've got to have Sudeikis come back as host now.
Exactly.
Great coverage as always. If people don't see behind the scenes, that means you're up all night doing those interviews. So,
but Joe doesn't sleep anyway.
Yeah. That's true.
You just plug Joe in.
Too much to do.
Thank you, Joe. When we come back on a Monday morning, it has been quite the morning down in Baltimore, where Mr. Roker just surprised a well-deserving principal and her fantastic students. And Al's got one more trick up his sleeve. We'll check that out after this. And then later, 50 Cent, Russell Hornsby live in studio. We're going to find out.
Oh, well, you're here. We didn't hear you come in.
Fitty's in the house.
Quiet shoes.
Wow. Yes, we're going to chat with those huge stars right after this.
Good morning.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with our special series, Once in a Lifetime. This is with NBC Sports, shining a light on people making a difference in their communities.
It really has become like one of our favorite series really fast. In case you missed it, Al pulled off an epic surprise just a short time ago for one special principal and an amazing group of students from Digital Harbor High School down in Baltimore.
In our largest laptop giveaway ever on today, those students and others in the area will receive 3,000 laptops and, this is important, free internet access for the next year, all thanks to our parent company, Comcast. And
awesome.
Al, it was such a great moment. And on top of all that, we saw you on Sunday Night Football. The Ravens also pulled off a huge win against the Chiefs.
Game.
It's been a great 12 hours down in Baltimore. What's the mood like? What's everybody feeling?
Oh, well, first of all, everybody's thrilled. Besides these students all getting these laptops and Dr. Taisha Swinton Buck being recognized, that was an incredible and awesome football game last night where the Ravens, you know, came from behind to beat the world champion Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs. It was pretty amazing. We were in the stands with a couple of the students hanging out and got a little shout out from Mike Tirico and the gang there on Sunday Night Football, so that was kind of fun. But Dr. Swinton Buck, let me ask you, each of your students is getting a laptop. They're all getting free internet for a year. What will this mean? How will this help them going forward?
Yep, so connectivity is everything. And so the fact that you all were able to bless them with devices as well as connectivity just means that we can continue the work that we started during the COVID closure. And I'm just super excited for my kids because they have more access and opportunity with these devices and the Wi-Fi.
Digital Harbor has seen its graduation rates rise dramatically. Attendance rates, grades have gone up. What's the secret sauce?
The secret sauce is just building relationships, connecting with kids, making sure you know who they are and where they come from. And that's really the secret sauce for me. A little bit of TikTok here and there, and here we are.
How'd the TikTok thing get started?
I mean, it was a Christmas challenge that I did. I started putting on Christmas costumes because, you know, I'm an educator. And then I was like, well, the kids are on TikTok, so that's where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
And so I learned, I practiced. It was hard work. I got it done. I love my TikTok.
Let me ask Duane, you were in the stands with us last night. Duane, what does this laptop and the internet access mean for you?
This means everything to me. I get to continue my schoolwork, you know, strive for graduation, you know, complete everything on time and stuff like that. So, yeah, this means everything to me.
Well, we're really thrilled. And again, it's our largest laptop giveaway. You guys each get a free laptop. There are 1,400 laptops going to Digital Harbor and another 1,600 going to schools in Baltimore, our largest ever. And we've got one more thing. I know you guys have been out here for a long time. Our friends at Fadley's have each donated a crab cake for you tonight. Everybody like crab cakes?
Yeah!
Like a good crab cake.
From Walmart,
that's right. There you go, over 100 years worth of crab cakes. This crab cake is not over 100 years old. It's very fresh. But so Dr. Swinton Bucks, thank you so much. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And guys, this has been a heck of a time. It is really inspiring to see they've been doing down here in Baltimore. We also want to thank everybody at the Ravens, the organization. They've been terrific. And I want to thank my crew, who has been fantastic, mm-hmm. helping pull all this off.
Oh,
so guys, back
beautiful.
To you. And enjoying the crab cake.
Mm. And a beautiful day to do that. Right?
Wilco's had a heck of a 12 hours, too.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, wasn't he just in Paris? Not
I know.
And the fatigue of
it. Yeah, but you can't get crab cakes like that in Paris.
Oh, how wonderful.
And that principle is the gold standard.
No, they don't.
We've been talking about it all morning. So
absolutely.
And to not just get laptops, but to get Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Way to go,
Comcast. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Al. Thank you, everybody. It's just so much to celebrate down there. All right, coming up just ahead, it is a big day for our friend Tom Yamas.
What's happening to Tom?
Well, he's going to join us with an exciting announcement. Then later, we are sharing some fall beauty essentials to get you excited for the new season. We'll be right back.
Y'all, it is an exciting day here at 30 Rock. Our streaming platform, NBC News Now, venturing into primetime, launching a brand new hour-long show that is going to bring you the very best of what NBC News has to offer. We're going to do it every night, 7 p.m. It's called Top Story with Tom Yamas, and it's available wherever you stream.
It's
and
got your name.
We've got the man himself with us this morning. Tom Yamas, how you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah?
I feel excited. You know, launches are always difficult, but we have a lot of news today, and we have a lot of interesting segments, and I think people are going to be really excited and impressed with it, and I think it's going to offer something new to the landscape.
So for people at home who aren't quite sure what this really is, I mean, this was a step for you to agree to do something like this. Why did you want to tackle it? Explain why it's a new frontier for people.
Right. Well, I think one of the best ways I can explain that is to take you there right now, right? So let's pretend we take you to Top Story with Tom Yamas.
Oh, that's
there you
impressive.
Go.
Oh, look at that.
So here we are.
And it's digital, right? That's what I'm saying. Explain to people.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a newscast, right? It's about the news. The news is the star of this show. If you have a screen, if you have a smart TV, a phone, you can find the show.
Yeah.
It's hour-long. It's a lot of news. I actually think we're going to have the most news content of any hour-long news program because of the way we structured the show. We're going to have the best of NBC News, as you mentioned, but we're also going to tell you stories that aren't really on your news radar. One of the segments that we're doing is called The Americas. This is something that's really important to me. I feel like we don't cover Latin America enough, especially issues affecting Hispanic Americans. Every night, we're going to cover that community.
Excellent.
It's my community, and I think it's important. And, you know, we cover immigration, which we always need to do, but we talk about how people are coming here. We don't really explain why they're coming here. And so we're going to be doing things like that. We're also going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have segments like Binge Worthy, where we tell people, like, what's the best stuff to stream out there. And then today we have a huge show. I mean, we're going to, of course, jump in with the Pfizer vaccine for children. We're going to have the biggest voices you can get on that. Keir Simmons has an exclusive with Bin Laden's son.
Wow.
Mickey wins in the show with an eye-opening story about Zillow. You ever just look at Zillow and spend hours on Zillow?
Yes, yeah.
There's something you need to know about that.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have that. And we're just going to have... when I came back, I realized how big NBC had grown. We have, different platforms like Telemundo, MSNBC, CNBC. Stay tuned.
Sure.
I'm pulling all the best of that, mm-hmm. and we're going to put it in an hour show. I'll give you one more example. Chanel had a story last week on the red carpet from the Met Gala, right? Yeah. And so it was a great story. It ran on the Today Show, and I said, let's run it again at night. This is during rehearsals, and people are like, oh, it's going to be 24 hours old. I put that story on. The entire studio stopped. Everyone's watching because it was a great story.
Yes. If you miss it once, you want to see it again.
And who's watching news 24 hours a day?
That's
nobody.
So good.
People are so busy. Yeah. And the good thing about this show is that it'll be live at 7 o'clock. But after, you can watch it on your Apple TV.
It's the future, isn't it, Tom?
And I can text it to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know you want more Tom Yama, so I'll text you every day so you can watch the show.
What is this curated playlist?
It's the way I describe it to people. You know, what kind of music do you like, Dylan? What's your favorite music?
I've been on a country binge lately.
Country binge. So, you know, it's the weekend. You're at the beach with Hoda. You're relaxing. And you're like, where's that good country playlist? And you make that playlist that gets you through the weekend.
I love that.
For me, this is going to be the news playlist of your day. It's the best stories, right? We're going to inform. We're going to inspire. And I hope to entertain a little bit, too, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
you're, like, hyping me up here.
If there's a guy to do it, it's Tom Yama.
Thank you, guys.
I've known you for a long time, and one of the things I've always admired about you as a journalist, you don't like being in the studio. You like being out in the field.
That's right.
Yeah. On the front lines telling the story, so I know there'll be some of that.
We're going to be on the road a lot. When there's a big story breaks in my perfect world, when a big story breaks, I can go there, I can report on the Today Show for it, I can report on MSNBC for it, and then I can anchor my show from there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of work, and when I say that, I'm like, can I actually do that physically, I'm going to try.
Yeah. And you're a husband and a dad, and you've got a...
Yeah, well, I got all that. Oh, real quick.
Yes.
My wife turns 40 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
40, beautiful, so strong. The Rock, I always say, she's the real anchor.
Yeah, well, she's holding it down.
You couldn't take off tonight.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
It's a big day for you.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Oh, and first day of preschool for one of our kids.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You've got a lot.
This is a beautiful time in your life.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Again, Top Story with Tom Yama's premieres tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern on NBC News Now. If you miss it, don't worry. He'll text it to you. But if you don't want a text from Tom, you can head to NBCNews.com. Or you can tune into Peacock to watch
it. It's inspiring. It's like watching someone's dreams come true.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. All right, just ahead, you want to stand by, 50 Cent and Russell Hornsby. Oh, they're both here live in studio this morning. We're going to find out about their new series. It's based on a true story. It is phenomenal. And then later, we're celebrating a Korean tradition in this morning's Make Ahead Monday. A lot more ahead on the third hour of today. We'll be right back.
And here they are. We have two entertainment heavyweights in the studio with us this morning. Russell Hornsby starred alongside Viola Davis and Denzel Washington in the Oscar-nominated film Fences.
And 50 Cent is a multi-talented rapper, entrepreneur, actor, and television producer. Now they're teaming up for a new series. It's called BMF, which stands for Black Mafia Family. And it's based on the true story of two Detroit brothers who ran a drug trafficking organization. 50 Cent is the executive producer, and Russell plays their father, who is trying to keep them on the straight and narrow. Take a look.
At my dinner table. Not saying. Bow your heads. Whose turn is it to say grace?
I think it's me, Jeez.
Terry, say the blessing, boy. Good food, good meat, good God. Let's eat.
No, you know that ain't no doggone blessing.
Daddy be saying it all the time.
Yeah, sound good to me. That's the lasagna.
You see the family dynamic. It's going to be good. 50, Russell, good morning to you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was just talking to you guys off camera. This is one of those kind of projects where you just know it's going to explode. People are going to love it.
It's definitely going
to
work.
And for Pete, and I told you I didn't know about this family. So tell us about why you wanted to document their story on screen, these brothers.
Well, I acquired the rights to BMF 6 years ago. So it took me about 4.5 years to get this project into a good place. It's a passion project for mine. When I was developing Power, it was a fictional story around it. And this has had a little more intensity to it because it's a true story. And the brothers had relationships with a lot of artists that were involved in music culture and around it. And since then, music has shifted to southern-based markets where dance culture is a little more part of it. You see them on TikTok. They could make the record work with the dance. You know? But they're part of that period, like in 2005, that indictment fell. And it was all of the other stories like this would be a bigger period piece. So it would take us further back in time that people, you know, had this similar experience. But, you know, I feel good about it. It'll be successful, you know. You know, what's interesting is when you think of, the word mafia, it's just Italian-Americans, and organized crime is supposed to, organized is intelligent. Mm-hmm. It means you did it smart, mm-hmm. the right way. And then they don't really make reference to anything outside of Italian.
Well, you hear criminals or you hear they're drug traffickers right. or what have you, but this right. shows that there's a lot more to it behind the scenes and the story leading up to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like the Godfather, you know, it's like, oh.
Yeah, where did these people come from? Mm-hmm. We see the family right. dynamic in The Godfather.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's watching, you know, like, it being done from different ethnicity.
Mm-hmm, for sure. You know. Russell Charles actually passed away in 2017, mm-hmm. but you spent some time with his wife, Lucille. What was it like, yeah. you know, preparing for this and talking with her?
Well, you know, it was an honor because you're looking at a woman who was part of a family that really lifted their family up, mm-hmm. and they all stayed together. And Lucille expressed to me the love and the friendship that her and Charles had. And so it was my job, along with my co-star, Nicole Brianna White, who plays Lucille, to sort of bring that a lot to life, to bring that love and that affection and that humanity mm-hmm. into this the Flannery family. And so what we're trying to show is that the family, they come from strong stock. They come from people who were loving, who were caring, God-fearing. But what happened is what you find out later is that they came, they were part of a broken city, mm-hmm. a broken state, and a broken society. Mm-hmm. And so they were left up to their own devices and to make, you know, better right. of their opportunities.
So help me understand, in fact, because I'm still trying to learn the cast of characters. So Big Meech's son,
yes.
in real life, his son plays... Him. His father.
Yeah.
Wait, his son plays him. Do you know what
I
mean?
I had just done...
Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to explain that right. So how did you get him to do that?
I was filming... I just shot a film, Den of Thieves, with O'Shea. O'Shea Jackson uh-huh. is Ice Cube's son.
Absolutely.
And coming off of that...
Oh, look at this.
When we started looking at who would be the ideal person to play Meech, he came to mind.
His son.
Was it hard to get him on board?
No, he looked up to me. Mm-hmm. Culturally, he's been watching music and everything else, and he was excited that I wanted him to do it.
Yeah.
And then I sent him from Atlanta to Los Angeles to study full-time. So he was there for about 18 months just wow. working on preparing for it.
That's great.
And you got Eminem on board, too?
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I got the whole crew.
Wait, what do they do?
I got him to come do like a cameo piece for me while I was actually directing episode 7. And, He plays White Boy Rick for me, a guy from Detroit. But his run was at a younger time period, so I had to use the technology to de-age him back to his teenage years.
De-age him? No,
try to do that here, too. And what was it like working alongside Snoop Dogg? Does he come in as chill as you'd expect?
He's very chill. I mean, Snoop is very chill, very good, comes in ready, prepared, and also just ready to have some fun. I think that's the most important thing, is that we have fun. I mean, everybody... raised the bar as far as the work was concerned. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody was prepared and ready to have some fun. And it was a joy, honestly, to work alongside all the young folks and just some old friends as well.
Yeah. Well, when you watch it, you can feel it. 50 Cent, Russell Hornsby, thank you guys so much
for
coming.
Thank you.
Congratulations. BMF premieres this Sunday night on Starz.
When we come back, beauty expert Sarah Eggenberger has some products you will fall in love with, like a moisturizer to get you through the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, we can't wait for our pal Ryan Eggle to join us live in studio and fill us in on the return of New Amsterdam. We'll be right back.
This week, we are embracing the change in seasons with our Falling in Love With series. So stay tuned all week as we prepare for the cooler months ahead.
Yeah, I guess we have to do it. We are starting in the beauty department. New Beauty's senior editor-at-large, Sarah Eggenberger, is here to share some fall must-haves. And you can see her recommendations, of course, by scanning the QR code on your screen. We like to keep everything nice and easy for you. First things first, getting into the fall season, I feel like you want to have like that nice exfoliation. You want a good scrub. What do you recommend?
Right, exactly. Because as our skin gets dry, it has this buildup of dead skin cells. Mm-hmm. And that buildup of dead skin cells needs to be broken down. We need to go through that because on the other side of that wall is fresh, smooth skin.
Mm-hmm. We'll take it.
So we'll let's go there. With MyShell's Fruit Enzyme Scrub, this is a great way to physically remove any of those dead skin cells, mm-hmm. as well as it helps to dissolve dead skin cells.
Oh.
So you have just a brightened, refreshed look. I love to use this in the shower. Mm-hmm. And then you can put makeup on top. Your skin looks fabulous.
And is it gentle on the skin?
Yeah, it's not too dry. It's a nice creamy base, and so it's very easy to apply. It's not too aggressive because you have to be careful with your physical mm-hmm. exfoliation, but you get a beautiful shine afterwards,
right.
a beautiful glow.
And what is this?
Okay, our lips. They do not produce their own moisture, which is why they are eternally dry and then also very aging. So Dal 10 has a perfect pout. You have to try this because it's just going to give your lips that extra hydration, that extra suppleness. It has a great scent to it. It's just very light. You can use this as your lip gloss if you want because it has a nice shine. But I love this for a nighttime treatment as well. So keep this on your vanity, on your nightstand, in your car, in your purse because it has so many great benefits.
What's the price point?
I guess I have to keep it.
Yeah, that's yours. Oh,
don't
too bad.
Right. What's the price
It's a very affordable price point, too, and you can find it on their website.
Okay. Body lotion that can actually keep up with dry skin. It's hard to find.
It is so hard to find. So our body does not have the same reparative skin as our face does. So we need to nourish it consistently. This is Walita's body lotion. It's going to give you that great hydration, great feeling to your skin. It's incredibly soft and smoothing, but it's not too heavy. So you're not left greasy with it. You're just left with an extra level of hydration on your skin.
It smells like a cocktail.
I was just about to say, there's so many. I mean, when you talk about, lotion, body lotion, there's so many things we could pick. Why this one?
I love this because of the price point, and it contains natural fruit extracts, so it's good for your skin as well. Okay. Sometimes we load up our body with chemicals, not thinking about it, but we need to really think about our lotions and what we put on our body just as much as we do for our face.
What's the price point? $5, $10?
Yeah, it's, again, like $17, $12. It's in a great price range.
It's not greasy at all. I like
that. Yeah, right. It absorbs right into your skin. Okay, the ultimate, right? Grande mascara. So as we're wearing all of our face coverings, our eyes are the highlight right now. They're in the spotlight. So you want to help to really fan it out, push it out, have elongated lashes. You're going to get that with this Grande mascara. Okay. But it also is going to be your curl friend because it contains a biotin peptide, and that's going to help with the health of the lashes. So we know putting mascara on is not always the easiest for and best for your lashes.
Right.
But this is actually good for your lashes, which is why it's a great mascara because you get that volume, that lift. So you still have the performance side of the makeup, but then you also are going to get the benefit of the skincare.
And I like the curl because I'm not very good with curlers, so if I can get it, then naturally.
And check out these bristles because these bristles are what really makes it unique. It's a very fine, almost like a plastic bristle versus like
so
the hair.
So you can get nice and close.
So you get really close. And even those lower lashes you can actually define too.
Okay, great.
Ooh, what are these?
Okay, this is like a foundation and a concealer all in one?
It is. And so when you're looking to, adjust your makeup for winter, because as your skin gets drier, you need to just really collaborate your makeup. This is going to be not a foundation, not a concealer, but it's going to replace both in your makeup bag. So it's just really meant to fine tune. Just where you want to have those imperfections touched up, tweaked, you can use this.
So you just put this all over your face?
Or just where you want to have any coverage. So if you're looking to just like cover up like a couple of red spots or maybe some hyperpigmentation, use that right there.
That is nice.
Yeah, it blends in beautifully. Yeah. It's very soft and it's very creamy, so it works well in dry skin.
Nicely. I love these colors.
Oh, we're going for the neon this year.
You're wearing it too.
Did you see it last night on the Emmys?
Everybody's doing the bright colors.
Bright colors. And so we want to kind of just elongate summer as long as possible. You can do that with the neon colors. And you can do it different ways. I kind of have it just as a tip on my nails.
Everybody's doing this lately.
Which is really fun.
Yeah, can you guys see that?
This is like the new way of doing it.
Yeah.
You don't have to go all in. You could just do a little bit.
Totally. Because it might be a little too much if you have it all over. So this is a nice way to kind of add that flavor, that trend. Coat nail lacquers are beautiful shades, and they're also going to be toxin-free.
We have like 20 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. I love this product. Saints and Sinners Hair Mask. My hair stylist even noticed a difference when I started to use this product.
Really?
Because it's just going to help to condition your hair.
It smells
amazing, doesn't it? It's just like this light, delicious scent. It's really going to help to add that manageability, that shine, that glow back to your hair again.
And it doesn't weigh it down?
Doesn't weigh it down. And I use this almost twice a week because I just love how it just helps add that vibrancy back into your hair.
That's great.
Well, thank you. So many of us are product junkies, so it's fun to hear about new things.
And it's nice to have them here so we can actually smell them and try them. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
For more information on these products, head to today.com/shop. And Today does earn a commission from purchases made through the QR code or our website.
All right. Coming up, it's a celebration in Make Ahead Monday. Caroline Clow is going to show us how to make a scallion pancake in honor of Korean Thanksgiving. And then tomorrow, country star and American Idol winner Scotty McCreery will join us live. He has some new music for you. We'll be right back.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
The
this morning in Make Ahead Monday, we are celebrating a special time in Asian cultures. It's referred to as the Mid-Autumn or Moon Festival for some.
In the Korean culture, it's called Chosuk. It's just like Thanksgiving here. I'll find out if I said that right. The holiday is a time. Chuseok. Did I say it right? We'll see. The
trying.
Holiday is a time for family, of course, and food. So we brought in chef, writer, and artist Caroline Cho to show more of the traditions and recipes. Good morning to you, Caroline.
Good morning. Help us.
How do I say it?
Chuseok. Happy Chuseok, everybody.
Well, everything you have on that table looks absolutely phenomenal. So, but before we get to any actual cooking, we wanted to know, what dishes are you most likely to see on a family's table during this holiday?
Well, on the family's table, it's great that you asked that. There's actually two tables. One's for our ancestors, which I'll get to in a second, and the other is for our family, because what's a Korean Thanksgiving without food, right? So we, on a typical table, you'll see some japjae, some glass noodles. You'll also see some galbitim, some great stew, bibimbap, some of our wonderful favorites, but we'll definitely see piles and piles of ton, and that pancakes, and that's what I'm going to show you today is how we're going to make the pancakes. But first and foremost, yes, this is our time of year to usher in the new season and to celebrate harvest. And with the beautiful moon, I don't know if everybody's seen
it. I saw it last night.
it definitely brings the, you know, big pizza pie thing going on. But so anyway, I want to show you over here what we got. So this is for the tare. This is for our ancestors, actually, just to give them some wonderful remembrance. And so I've got over here some great fall fruit. Mm-hmm. We've got our beautiful persimmons and some beautiful Asian pears. My husband will tackle those later. And we also have some apples that we picked this weekend. And we also have some beautiful dried jujubes, some beautiful dates.
Yum.
And they're medicinal. They're healthy for you. They're absolute. They go well in the and steamed pears, which, again, is a nice recipe to use.
Well, I know you have a lot there, but we want to make sure that we get to the recipe because I've always wanted to know how to make a scallion pancake.
Yes, absolutely. But anyway, one more thing to show you quickly is just our sok. We have our beautiful rice cake platter and the sompyeon, which is the absolute star with the fillings. It's moon-shaped, and it's basically perfect for the holiday. So in here, we're going to make some scallion pancakes. I got the dry ingredients. We have our flour, some salt, a little bit of touch of salt and pepper. What I'm going to do is add a little bit of soybean paste, and it just adds that little something-something. You can or not use it. And I'm going to add a cup of water here. So it couldn't be simpler, guys. We just mix this up.
Okay.
Just make sure it's smooth, not lumpy. You don't want to overmix so that it doesn't get too chewy. And then all you have to do, I kid you not, all you have to do is just put in your scallions, mix it up, and
the
just make sure that
it's... Oh, you put them in big. I didn't realize.
Nice, yeah.
So there are some people who saute them beforehand and then put the batter on top, but my household... needed to get things on the table because we were three hungry kids. So my dad did just throw everything in there and got it going. And so after that, you want to make sure that you have some hot oil going. And so I just have a pancake
what
right
kind
here.
What oil do you use?
Yes. I use some good cooking oil. I use a little bit of vegetable, but if you're looking to use grapeseed, that also works. Just one that has a nice smoking point, good for frying. And so I got a nice pancake going on here. You want to cook it on both sides for about 3, maybe 5
Look
minutes if you want that spatula. Nice char.
Yum.
I love it.
It's like
we'll
the mama's
it. I'll take
absolutely.
It. The recipe is pretty versatile. Look at that. We only have like seconds left, but I know you have a little dipping sauce in there too.
I do got a little dipping sauce. I got some soy sauce over here and some garlic and some rice wine vinegar. We've also got some little bit of sesame oil. And we're going to mix this up with a little bit of honey for some sweetness. And we're going to also add in our sesame seeds and our scallions. So there we go. And
that
that's
so
it,
good
guys.
Right now. We'll take it.
That's really it. And you just take it, you dip
so
it.
Easy.
Caroline, thank you so much for sharing this.
You.
I should tell people at home, in addition to this recipe, Caroline also has an illustrated guide to making Korean pancakes. So you can find all of that on today.com. Now she's eating it.
I have all that
stuff
at home. I think I'm making that for lunch today.
Yum. All right. And tomorrow on the third hour, our buddy Ryan Eagle will join us live in studio. So that's coming up. We'll be right back. Tomorrow on the third hour, our buddy Ryan Eagle will join us live in studio.
Hoda and Jenna are coming up next, and it's an exciting day. Hoda just dropped the first two episodes of her brand new original podcast, Making Space with Hoda Kotb.
It's all about finding strength and happiness. You hear Hoda in the background. Hoda talks with some incredible people who will inspire and uplift you. So check that out right now. Yeah, yeah. Hi, everybody. Bye.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.